Hey guys, Maymuna here with Bold True Life. I'm doing this month's mini-sode. So in a very short amount of time, we talk about a really big core topic in these mini-sodes. And usually I give like a nugget or something that to think about or something like that. But this time I think I'm going to share a little bit about myself with you guys and talk about the topic through like my personal experience, and then I really want to hear your stories as well. So the topic we're tackling this month is loneliness, and we thought like, hey, it's the holidays, and sometimes that's when your sense of loneliness is exaggerated. It's kind of weird because you're surrounded by people, but you don't feel like you're getting really meaningful connection with them. And so I'm sure every one of us have felt this way, like you're in a room full of people and you're just like, I don't want to be here. I'm not even being myself. And so, or there are just obstacles in the way of like speaking your mind or telling your truth or whatever it is, just being yourself. And so we thought this month would be a good month to really tackle that. And we have a really awesome podcast coming up as well as a blogcast with Hannah on these topics. But okay, so to my story, I remember a turning point. This was like so decisive. I even remember down to like where I was in the house. This was back when I lived in Maryland, in a home. I was in my basement in my guest room and it was dark in there. I have no idea where my four kids were even at this time, because I just remember it was such a turning point. I had at this point in my life developed really close friendships, like meaningful, connected friendships where we tell the truth. That was like our whole thing. We were very honest with each other. We don't sugarcoat. We don't hurt each other, but we just also, we created a culture where we're not hiding things, you know, where we really speak as raw and honestly as we can. And it was with a group of people where I was feeling that breakdown happen, this weird thing where you're surrounded by people, but you're holding back or you're feeling confused, or it's just the connection is something is off. And it dawned on me that like, I couldn't even get to what I was feeling and what that something was off was, because I was so afraid whatever it was gonna like break the relationship. This sense of loneliness, like it almost like a knee-jerk reaction, like no, don't want to do this, do not want to do this. And it's like weird because you can't really go backwards and with relationships like that where you're being super honest. It's just you can feel it when you're not being your fully yourself, and you can't move forward until you tackle what it is that you're afraid of. And so you know, I think every relationship, sometimes you can't handle the truth in them. And I thought like, wait, we've handled all these truths. We've hit all these, like, we've talked about all these tough topics. But for whatever reason, like there was this one thing we really couldn't, I felt like it was going to break us. And so didn't want to talk about it. Was acting weird and I was just off. And couldn't even get to it because I was so scared that if I figured it out in my own mind, then I'd have to say it out loud. And so like defense mechanisms are so real, y'all. Like you just hide the truth from your own self. And like that was a turning point in that room. Like no matter what you do to create a bond that is unbreakable, family, friends, whatever it is, there are just moments you have to walk alone. It was such a discovery, and I just remember being scared, kind of depressed at first, and then also like the relief. I don't even know of what, but it was like I could breathe again and I could really have freedom. It was a relief of freedom, I think. But it was such a mixed feeling, and it was so scary. I just remember things being so scary, like I could walk away from this. Like what's a relationship that stays? What is a relationship that stays look like? And I think like understanding that abandonment, fear of abandonment is real. Human beings, we really need people. It's not like a thing we make up in our minds. We are social beings. We don't thrive on our own. That's not how we survive. That's not how we thrive. And so, like, you're also fighting a little bit of your own biology there. And it's different. You can, like, start compartmentalizing. Like, I'm not on my own for survival here. I'm just, these are friendships or bonds that I have to come back to. But they're just moments and paths where you don't know how long, you don't know what it's going to look like, you don't know where it's going to turn out. But they're just, how I took it was that I have to walk this part of this path on my own. And then hopefully, things will come back around. And they did, in a really big way. And relationships were more solid that way. And I think my approach to even my close relationships are one of freedom, because I know there are points and paths. Like, I'm not holding on. And it doesn't mean I'm letting go of the whole relationship. It just means that I'm leaving it open to turn and twist how it needs to turn and twist. And somehow that openness, that freedom within the space actually makes the relationship even more stronger. And I don't want to talk in riddles here because I'm not giving details, but I do want to hear your own discoveries about yourself, guys, and what you felt like you learned from maybe a moment alone or inner bonding for yourself, or what you're afraid of and letting go. And let's just have a conversation. Let's have a discussion. All right, guys, take care. Bye.